Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I got it, Mary. Sounds like you're well connected in the AI space. So are you interested in how Dasha's platform could complement your work with companies like Vector Solutions? I'd love to share how our conversational AI can make interactions smoother and more natural. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. I appreciate you sharing your expertise. As Dasha, I'm here to showcase how our AI platform can help businesses like yours automate conversations naturally, including lead generation. The main challenge many face is creating engaging human-like interactions that actually convert leads without sounding robotic. How do you currently handle that?
Tell me more about creating engaging human-like interactions that actually convert leads without sounding robot.
A great question. So, our platform uses advanced natural language understanding to make conversations flow just like a real person would. No robotic scripts here. It adapts to how people speak, handles interruptions, and even uses a bit of humor or empathy when appropriate. This keeps prospects engaged and more likely to respond positively, boosting lead conversion rates. Curious, do you have specific industries or use cases in mind?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used your platform and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, using our platform, you'd likely see a significant boost in lead engagement and conversion rates thanks to conversations that feel genuinely human. Your sales team could focus more on closing deals while the AI handles initial outreach seamlessly. Plus, you'd have rich data insights to fine-tune your approach continuously. Sounds like a game changer, right? What would be your top goal for that kind of success?
What do you mean by a significant boost in lead engagement and conversion rates, and why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. By significant boost, I mean noticeably higher numbers, like more leads answering calls, staying engaged longer, and ultimately agreeing to next steps or purchases. This matters because better engagement means your sales pipeline stays full and your revenue grows without extra manual effort. It's about working smarter, not harder. What kind of improvements would make the biggest difference for your team?
Tell me more about working smarter, not harder, and what kind of improvements would make the biggest difference for your team?
Working smarter, not harder, that's the sweet spot. It means automating repetitive tasks like initial outreach and qualifying leads so your team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. Improvements like faster lead response times, fewer missed opportunities, and more personalized conversations can really move the needle. For your team, would saving time or increasing lead quality be the bigger win?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, some common challenges we see are inconsistent lead follow-up, limited personalization at scale, and the time it takes for sales reps to qualify leads manually. These constraints can slow down growth and frustrate teams. Does any of that sound familiar in your current process?
What are all the ways inconsistent lead follow-up, limited personalization at scale, and manual lead qualification are affecting the business right now?
Those issues can really add up. Inconsistent follow-up means leads might go cold before anyone reaches out, so potential sales slip away. Limited personalization can make conversations feel generic, turning prospects off. And manual lead qualification eats up valuable time your team could spend closing deals. Together, these slow growth and reduce revenue. How are you handling these challenges today?
Can you go a bit deeper on how manual lead qualification eating up valuable time impacts your team's ability to close deals?
Absolutely. When your team spends too much time manually qualifying leads, it means less time for actual selling and relationship building. It can lead to burnout and missed opportunities because reps get bogged down in repetitive tasks instead of focusing on high-value conversations. This bottleneck slows down the sales cycle and can lower overall revenue. Does that sound like something your team experienced?